Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, let's get to Saturday. A 3 o'clock game is at Sunshine Coast Stadium. It is the Rabbitohs up against the Warriors. Alex Johnson. Oh, tears of a nation. Well, certainly of the household of the Condons. Out for Alex Johnson. He's a couple of weeks, they reckon. Jackson Paulo. So a good replacement comes in. Josh Mansell's earned a recall. I thought Tane Milne was quite good in that game last week. Braden Burns drops out. Latrell Mitchell, he is back at fullback. Jai Arrow onto the bench after that COVID protocols breach. Liam Knight, he's had significant HIA issues over the course of the last couple of years. He's out. Jacob Host has been named. Benji Marshall, still not available because of those COVID protocols. The Warriors, well, they're losing players left, right and centre. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck not named because of the failing of the HIA against the Panthers. Cody Nikorima is back. Adam Pompey comes into the centres. So Rocco Berry, he's been impressive. I like the way that he's gone about his young career thus far. He's out with a hamstring injury. We've got Tohu Harris has got the ACL. Wade Egan with the shoulder. So they're gone for the season. Jazz Tabunga at hooker. Jack Murchie into the second row. Josh Curran playing lock. So we've got Bunty Afoa and Taniela Otokolo, the new faces, onto the bench. This is a patched-up Warriors side, Tristan.
Yeah, it is. And, geez, I thought they're gutsy on the weekend against the Panthers. Like, losing those three players in the first, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And I know Penrith were comprehensive victors at 14 points, but it's unfortunately sad to say that a 14-point scoreline is a pretty tight game at the moment in the current NRL sort of structure. And that game could have blew out in the last sort of 15, 20. So they showed a lot of fortitude to hang with them. Unfortunately, they're missing these players again this weekend, which is going to make it very tough against a Rabbit side that will probably want to, I suppose, put on some points after not covering the line on the weekend. Which was disappointing on a number of fronts. Souths are $1.16, the Warriors $5.50, and the line 17.5. It's moved from 15.5 already out to 17.5. More money for the bunnies at the 17.5. $1.85 the minus, $1.95 the plus. 51.5 points. The total's moved already from 50.5 out to 51.5. So plenty of points expected, and most of them expected by the Rabbitohs, the way the early betting's shaping up.
Those outs, as you touch on, for the Warriors are just key. And I will say, I agree with you, Jimmy. Rocco Berry looks a real talent. And I think the hardest position to recruit for in the game is a right edge centre, because everybody naturally passes to their left. So getting a right edge centre that actually can get less ball yet do something and make something happen like he can, I hope he's under lock and key for the long term for the Warriors, because there would be recruitment guys all over the competition asking that question over recent weeks. The one thing I will say about the Warriors is it's one thing to be losing and they've lost eight of their last nine. What I at least liked last week, before those injuries beset them in that game, was Nathan Brown tried to change things up. You know, he put Tuivasa-Sheck to 5'8". He changed what he did in the middle, but he also changed their style of play. They went for early offloads in their sets, and they were trying to play outside and back in. They got in front of the Panthers, and had they not all of a sudden get three or four key injuries in that first half, which left them so weak in the second half, I thought they were really going to stretch the Panthers. The problem is they then come into this week with those guys missing. That really puts them behind the eight ball. The Rabbits are no good thing. And again, as I've said over recent weeks, they just don't put teams away. And yes, they rested a couple of guys last week, but they're in a lot of trouble there against the Bulldogs mid-second half. And there was an upset pending there. And then they got a couple of little things go their way. The Bulldogs made a key error, which was game-turning right at the end. The last 13 times that they've been double-digit favourites, as they are here, minus 17.5, they've only covered the line three of those 13. They just don't put teams away. I expect they win. Because of the injuries, the line's probably about right. I'm shorter than the line. I don't want to play. And right now, I need the Rabbits to have motivation to want to put a team away. I don't see it here. I think they win, but I don't see them as 18 or 20-point winners.
I think we were robbed last year of something special with Latrell Mitchell going into the semi-final series with that hamstring injury. He was just going to do something special. I get the sense that, you know, that was part of the reason they rested him out of State of Origin this time around, just to get ready for that. So I'm looking for him to explode. They're not reliable, South Sydney, but you know that their best scares everyone. So that makes them a really, really good side to watch. And the thing that happened with the Bulldogs is that everybody got kung fu fighting, and they gave up 8 points after they led at half time with Lachlan Lewis.
Not only would I have taken him into the dressing room, I would have taken him out the back of the dressing room and had a few things to say at halftime after that. I mean, that was just absolutely cost his team that game. You're right about the Rabbits, Jimmy, because there's two coaches in this competition. Well, there's three coaches, and we know who the three are, who are absolute masters at post-origin of getting their team ready and then rolling into a finals campaign. And Bennett is certainly one of them. He did it with the Rabbits the last two seasons. And you're right about Latrell. I just hope he stays fit and they build this momentum, because if they do, and Latrell is where we think he will be, playing off that number six, they're just going to be fantastic to watch.
NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. TopSport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.